This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!
Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hotchberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. It's Sunday, October 29th, 2006, and this is live show number 8 of Walt Disney World Today. I'm your host, Matt Hotchberg of MGMStudios.org. Weeping for Steelers fans everywhere, it's Len Testa of the Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. Welcome, Len.
I'm just thankful for all of the Saturday afternoons I've got free from now until the end of January.
Just remember, Len.
Sunday afternoon, sorry.
Flags fly forever.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I can still continue to watch them, but at least now I can multitask and my blood pressure will be lower.
Also on the show is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Any problems yet, Mike?
As a Jet fan, there's plenty of problems today.
Exactly.
I have to say. But as far as the broadcast goes, we're doing well.
And Mike Scopa of MousePlanet.com is here. Welcome, Mike.
Len and Mike, the happy haunts have received your sympathetic vibrations and are beginning to materialize.
Well, it's our live show, and what we do on our live show is talk to you, our listeners. So the number to call is 407-278-5939. And once we get some calls, Mr. Newell will patch them in, and we will begin answering some of them. And we have our first one. That was quick, Mike. Thanks. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, you've got Larry and Mary from Elkton, Maryland.
Hi, Larry and Mary. How are you?
Doing just fine, thank you. First and foremost, we're glad to hear Mike Scopa's around. In fact, we wanted to let Mike know we almost left him a message at the Scopa Towers while we were down there at the beginning of October, just to say hello and thank him for being at least one-fourth of what makes this podcast such a great one.
Larry, you should have sent me email. I would have been more than happy to meet up with you and Mary.
You've got yourself a deal for the next time we're down.
I'll send you my picture with Belle. How about that?
That'll work.
You have a question for us, Larry and Mary.
Absolutely, we do. We were down for our honeymoon and stayed over at the Beach Club, which we absolutely loved. But Beach Club, as you know, is a little bit expensive. Kind of torn for our next visit, which we hope to make a heck of a lot sooner rather than later, in that, as your friend Deb Will says, I'm what they call a poo-sized person. And from what I vaguely remember, the values and moderates mostly only have double beds, no queens or kings. Is that right?
No. You can request them.
Well, but are they queens or are they fulls, Matt?
I've gotten a king size room. In fact, I did it in
That's right.
September
you can ask for the handicap rooms too.
Yeah, the handicap rooms. What they mean by handicap room, Larry and Mary, is that
accessible. Yeah.
Yeah, they're accessible, which means sometimes the bathrooms are a little bit different. That's usually the most distinguishable difference. Besides, obviously, you have a king size bed there. You only get one bed instead of two, and the tubs can be, they're a little bit different. They're usually lower in terms of the wall of the tub is lower than the standard one, but you can't, I know you can get them at the All-Star Resorts because I've had them in the past.
And I've actually stayed at one at Caribbean Beach, but it didn't have a bath, it had a walk-in shower. But the room tested exceedingly well. I mean, the light fixtures were very, very bright. The bathroom setup was a little odd, but not unusable. That's
okay,
an option.
So, especially since I actually had been using and can't guarantee, but suspect next time around I'm going to have to be renting an ECV anyway, so the handicap accessible makes it all easier. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Yeah, Matt, I'll put some in the show notes. I'll put you, I'll give you the room number of the Caribbean Beach room that we inspected that was handicapped. You can ask for that specific room, Larry.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Larry.
Keep up the work, all of you.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you,
and Larry.
Thank you.
Bye, Mary.
We're off to a good start there. 407-278-5939. And the handicap rooms do not cost extra. They are the same price as a regular room. You just have to request them. And we're waiting for our next call, which Mr. Newell will get to.
And by good start, Matt, you mean that we were able to actually answer the question, right?
Yeah, I mean, never mind that people can actually hear us, unlike the last live show where Newell almost killed himself.
That was pretty bad.
And, of course, with our live shows, we like to try to get in as many calls as we can. So please, you know, call by all means, call in. And we'll try to get as many listeners in as we can, as many calls in, answer them, because certainly it's always best if we can answer just as many questions as we can get to. Because I know there's a lot of them out there, and Lord knows that you'll get them answered a lot faster tonight than you would if you emailed it to us through the normal means.
Well, really, what is that saying?
It will get answered eventually, just time. Patience is a virtue. 407-278-5939. Newell, you don't have any of those little cool Mr. Voice thingies for me.
I can play the same one over and over.
Just cut out that part that says, and now back to Matt.
Well, you are the host, you know.
Yeah. We have another call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Kim from Pittsburgh.
Hi, Kim.
Oh, Kim.
Yeah, it's been a bad season there, Len.
So, Kim, what's happening?
I have no clue. I don't watch the games because I tend to get a little boisterous. And
boisterous.
My mother and the dog.
My blood pressure was so high during the Colts playoff game that my nose bled.
So I tend to not watch the games, and I've had a bad enough year, so.
But you know what? We did win the Super Bowl, and
yes.
Was it Whitney Houston that said, they can't take that away from me? Anyway.
Look what happened to Whitney.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, Kim, what can we do for you?
Bobby Brown is running the
offense. I heard Len and Mike mention that they're going to be at Candlelight Processional on the Wednesday night before Mouse Fest starts. And that's the night I plan on going, too.
I think it's Mike and Mike, actually, that are going. I'm not getting here until Thursday.
Actually, Kim, what we're planning to do is we're planning to be at Illuminations that night. I don't think we're going to be at Candlelight Processional.
Oh, you're not going to be Candlelight. Okay, well, a friend is joining me for half my trip, so... we planned on doing Candlelight and Illuminations that night. So maybe we'll see you somewhere around the lagoon, Mike. And I had a question about Dole Whip. Is it all pineapple? Because pineapple is not one of my favorite flavors.
Well, it's it's a soft serve ice cream with a pineapple flavor. And
okay.
It's a combination of vanilla and pineapple, really. And if you get the pineapple Dole Whip float, it's pineapple juice. So if you're not a fan of pineapple, you know it's really tough to say. I mean, it's something that you probably should try because you never know, you may like it.
Who knows? I just called my name and I've tried it a few times. It's like I don't think so.
Kim, I've had the pineapple. I'm not a fan of pineapple. I don't like the float because of the juice, which definitely turns me off. But the pineapple soft serve, just the regular ice cream, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. In fact,
okay.
I like it. So you might want to try
it. Maybe I'll give it a try because my friend and I were planning on doing the Dole Whip meet.
Yeah, he went in Rome, right?
That's right. So,
hey, Kim, if you go to the Dole Whip meet, I'll have a special button for you. And that button will say Dr. Scopa's Miracle Elixir on it. And it will have a doctor handing you a Dole Whip.
Yes, I heard that podcast, so I was like, oh, that's very funny. I couldn't laugh too loud because I was at work, and they tend to too much voice to me off.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up because everybody out there who is planning to go to MouseFest and planning to go to that Dole Whip, please send me an email so I know how many buttons to bring. So thanks for bringing that up.
Okay, and what's a Scopa special? I know it's at Le Cellier, but I don't know. I've heard it referred to, and I'll
let Mr. Tester. Mr. Tester is very good at this, so I'll let Len tell you what the Scopa special is.
So the Scopa special is the 20-ounce sirloin at Le Cellier at Canada and World Showcase in Epcot. It's even more of a Scopa special when you order the 20-ounce steak for lunch because it's not on the menu. So they actually have to request it, especially now. Mike, if I recall correctly, they don't actually have the 20-ounce sirloin on the menu anymore, but they do have a 20-ounce. Is it a porterhouse or a flank? A flat iron.
I think it's porterhouse, but I'm not sure.
So they do have a 20-ounce steak. So really, it's a 20-ounce cut of beef at
Le Cellier, preferably for lunch.
Okay, so that's way too much meat for me. I'll be honest. My friend and I were thinking, okay, we'll split the mushroom.
You could split the scope of special. You could easily split the scope of special.
We're splitting the wild mushroom risotto filet and so we can enjoy our cheese soup and enjoy our creme brulee afterwards.
Yeah, the cheddar cheese soup, make sure it's got to be like piping hot, though. But the cheddar cheese soup is fabulous. I do like I've had the risotto with the filet. That's very good. The creme brulee has the maple topping, right?
Well, they have a split dish now. Half is maple and half is vanilla. So I am a creme brulee fan. So I look forward to that and maybe a little béarnaise sauce on the side for the steak. There was a big steakhouse here in Pittsburgh that is no longer there, but I have fond memories of that had a very good béarnaise sauce, though. So.
Yeah, béarnaise sauce is tough to do. I mean, a good béarnaise, you know, you don't want to be too tart or anything. Yeah,
right.
Good. See how that works out. But definitely, definitely try the. I think you could definitely split a meal there. I don't know if I would. The cheddar cheese soup isn't big enough to split. You'd each have to get your own.
No, we definitely plan on getting our own of that and dessert.
Yeah, because you can't. I mean, that's just silly. Share desserts. Barbarians, what are you people?
Like, that violates the test of household rules.
Oh, it's like one of the. So Dawn, my wife, has two rules. One is, for Christmas, you can't get her anything that plugs into a wall. So nothing with a cord. And then two, no sharing desserts. Those are really her two rules.
That's
anyway,
cool. I like that.
Really, there's nothing wrong with either. Awesome.
Yeah. No, and I pulled up the menu for Le Cellier, and the biggest thing they list a weight on is a 14-ounce New York strip. They're
that,
not.
That's basically the cut of meat that the original Scopa Special had. It was 14-ounce a New York strip steak, and they used to have a 20-ounce. Now it's just 14 for the New York strip.
I wonder if you could ask them to cut something bigger. Like, do they cut their own steaks in the back?
That's a good question. I think it would not hurt to ask. And every time I go,
that would be
I will ask.
Great. That would be so great, Kim, if you go and you ask, you know what, we're looking for something a little bit bigger than 14 ounces. What can you do for us? Can you imagine that?
And that's without the cheese soup and the creme brulee afterwards. That's just when we're making it at home. And I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Oh, you know, we got to mention the Field of Greens, because what they do to their salad, their Field of Greens salad, is something really, really special. And what they do is they grate and toast sweet potatoes, and they put those grated pieces on the salad. It really, really adds a
grated,
nice touch to the salad.
Toasted sweet potatoes.
Yes.
So, like, you get like a cheese grater, and you grate the sweet potato, and then you
toast it.
Toast it.
Yep.
Wow, that sounds good.
That does sound interesting.
That's why they call it the Scopa
sweet
Special.
Potato fan, but I might try it. It might be a little bit much with the soup, the salad, and.
You know what? Try it. If you don't like it, Mike will give you your money back.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, guys, and I'm looking forward to seeing you all at Mouse Fest.
Same here, Kim. Take care.
Thanks. Good night.
See you, Kim. Go Steelers.
407-278-5939. Hey, Len, Captain Barbosa 6 on the WDW Today website wants to know if you're going to be singing any songs tonight.
Yeah, I'll take requests between... at 9 o'clock, we'll take requests. As it has to be a Disney song.
407-278-5939. Give us a call. Phone lines are open. Newell's not doing anything. Make him work, please, because he doesn't do anything around here.
No pay, no work. You know.
He gets paid on commission. The amount of calls we get in is... Yeah, right? And we can answer questions. Maybe you have a question about some of the new attractions of Walt Disney World. Maybe you want to know something about the Disney MGM Studios, and you need a Disney MGM Studios expert that could possibly answer it for you.
And we'll find one.
We'll find one.
Yeah, right. As soon as the call comes in, boys, my mic turns to mute.
So you know we still haven't booked accommodations for Mouse Fest.
I haven't booked my airfare yet because it's ridiculously expensive.
Dude, what happened with the airfare from last night?
That one, I'm still holding out hope that I'm going to be able to get something out of Hartford, because driving to JFK is a bit of a rush. I'd have to clue our listeners in. I'm trying to find cheap airfare from the Connecticut area, and unfortunately, for some reason, it's ridiculously expensive. But Len, I thought we sold you. I thought you sold yourself rather on the
on a vacation home. I have sold myself on it. I just talked my wife into it.
Well, my girlfriend was saying after the show, she was like, I can't believe that Len wants to still go with All Star Resort. She thinks you're totally better off at VRBO.com.
Really?
She thinks that it's a better value over there.
I haven't looked at it close enough, but I will.
Okay. Len evidently is eyeing the house with 16 rooms.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I mean, there's going to be a party at the Len household.
Oh, yeah. So when you get to the Dole Whip meet, we'll give you directions and
directions
time for the after
exactly.
party.
The after party.
Usher.
Len's very merry Christmas party.
Len's very merry. We'll be doing tequila shots. And
Don will be working the bar. And exactly. Tips are appreciated.
just don't bring anything that plugs into the wall, and
dessert.
Bring your own dessert. Exactly. Bring BYOD.
Uh-huh. We've got another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
It's Jason from Los Angeles.
Welcome, Jason.
How are you all doing?
What's up, Jason?
Outstanding.
Yes.
What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question for Len, actually.
Sure.
Now, I live in Los Angeles, so I go to Disneyland much more frequently than Walt Disney World. And I know you have the unofficial guide, which tells, you know, when you should go visit different attractions and the order and the touring plans and whatnot.
Yep.
But there are certain attractions that have, you know, kind of the line split where the line goes to the left or the right.
Dude, I'm a little bit scared about what you're about to ask, but go ahead.
And I've always gone to the left because I've noticed that the line on the right's longer, and I kind of rationalize this by saying that, oh, well, more people are right-handed, and then they probably tend to go to the right. But is there any kind of evidence or any research you've done on this?
Yeah, actually, we have. There are only a couple of attractions in with the advent of FastPass. A lot of the lines that you used to have left and right went away because one line is allocated to FastPass. But I think the best attraction for testing this left line and right line thing out is Pirates of the Caribbean. And I think we talked about this in a previous show, but one of the good things about Pirates of the Caribbean, Jason, is you've been to the Magic Kingdom before?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, in the Magic Kingdom, you walk past the turnstiles, and then you turn the corner to the right, and then after that, unless the lines are unusually long, you really can't see the length of each line, right? Mm-hmm. So at that point... A couple things. One, if you could actually see from that point both lines, you would expect both lines to be even, right? Because you would expect that people walking in are rational and they would pick the shorter of the two lines, right? So, for example, at Primeval World, if both sides are running, you can look at both sides of Primeval World and see which line is shorter. And assuming you think the rides are both the same, the experience is both the same on both sides, you would get it in whatever line is shorter. In Pirates, you can't do that, right? Mm-hmm. So in Pirates is actually perfect because people have to make a guess. So what we did is we actually sent our some of our research team, and all they did for one entire day this past, it was either spring break or Easter, all they did over and over again was ride Pirates of the Caribbean. And they timed it so that they were trying to figure out who got there first, but incrementally how much more time do you wait on the other side. And at the end of the day, I think the total amount of time that you waited, and they rode like a dozen times, the total amount of time that they waited in both sides didn't vary by more than like a minute and a half over the entire day. And we couldn't say with any certainty that one side was shorter than the other. Now, as to why that happens, I don't know, but I think in general, yeah, they're both even. The one thing we did find out, though, like, if you were to put two people into Pirates of the Caribbean at the same time, the thing that would make a difference on who got on first is how the parties ahead of you break down when they fill the boat. So,
yeah,
for example,
like there are four people or three people or whatnot.
Exactly.
All right, so. I've always kind of just, you know, gone to the left. I don't know if it's like a superstition I have or something like that, but maybe this is like another part of, you know, the touring plan that hasn't been explored yet or whatnot.
Yep. In fact, we've looked at it for, I don't think we've, this is the first time we've looked at it in a couple of years. But I know Bob has looked at it probably 3 or 4 times since the unofficial guide first came out in 1986. So it's pretty easy to do. The thing is now that there are just so few lines in which you actually have that choice. Mm-hmm. Right. And again, I think Pirates is the best example of it, because I think in most of the other attractions that still have two lines, you can actually see what both lines are.
Right,
but if you ever got cool. a friend at Disneyland and you want Pirates in Disneyland, let me recall. Is Pirates in Disneyland?
Yeah, it does split.
It does split, right.
Yeah, so basically when they're about ready to load you onto the actual ride, it's not like the entire thing split, but just like kind of the last, you know, 20, 40 feet before you get onto the actual vehicle or whatnot.
Yeah, so I think in that case it's going to break down largely on, again, how the distribution of, or how well you fit people, the people ahead of you fit into the boat. Is Pirates, I haven't been to Disneyland in probably 10 years now.
Oh, you got to come, man.
I know, I got to go, especially with the new Pirates. But is not part of the Pirates queue in Disneyland visible from the outside?
No, it's, you go in under kind of this bridge and you kind of queue around a little bit. And then you go inside, and then it breaks up once you're inside.
See, the last time I went on it, I was actually the first person on the ride for the entire day, and I kind of ran through the queue, and that's probably why I didn't see it. I'll have to head back. But yeah, but Jason, if you got a partner, and you guys want to try this out one day in Disneyland, let me know. We'll pay for lunch or something if you want to do it.
All right. And also, for Matt, there's a website. Faircast.com.
Oh, Faircast. Yeah.
Just in time, like last week. And it tells you, it basically has like complex algorithms that rival Lens that tell you when to book your airfare and when they might go up and down and whatnot.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing for hotels, actually, on the website. Yeah.
I'm putting it in right now because I got to find my cheap airfare here.
But I thought they just did between Boston and Seattle. Have they expanded that, Jason?
I don't know. I think that I think maybe between 75 airports. I don't know if, you know.
Oh, they've expanded then, because earlier this year they were in the New York Times. They were featured in the New York Times, and but then it was just only between, I think, Boston and Seattle or something, Oregon, whatever. But we're doing the same thing for if I ever get to move it over on the test version of the unofficial guide website. We've got something like 35 million hotel quotes, and we're doing the same thing for Disney World.
Oh, that's like. They go up and down like 60 days, 40 days out.
Right. So we'll actually tell you like today what the least expensive website is to buy, or for your particular hotel stay. Like you want to stay at the Marriott, we'll tell you what website has the least expensive rate for your dates. But then we'll also tell you based on what we've learned over the last year at this hotel and for this website whether the rate is likely to go up or down over the next week.
Yeah.
This is a great
website.
All
right, well, that sounds really good, guys.
Thanks,
really
Jason.
Amazing show. And I just want to leave you that I heard this rumor about Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, that they're kind of changing it a little bit. And
fine
I think
with
they're
me.
Making it more like a 3D kind of show about Epcot. And they're filming it now. The working title, it's Magic Journeys into the Imagination Institute with Figment. So check out for this maybe, you know, during the Year of a Million Dreams.
We'll keep our eyes out for that one.
All right, I got
to
go.
All right, thanks, Jason.
The Living Journey into Imagination with a track. Mission to the Living Journey into Your Imagination with Figment Spaceship Earth.
With Figment EO.
Yeah, there are a million of these. I got them.
Thanks, Jason.
All right. Awesome.
All right, bye-bye. It looks very bad because it's telling me to buy, and I'm not buying airfare from Hartford for this expensive, but this faircast.com is actually pretty cool. I'll take a look at it, but I have a feeling I'll be flying out of Kansas in order to save my 20 bucks on my airfare. 407-278-5939, give us a call. Let us know if you're coming to Mouse Fest, certainly. There's a lot of meets going on there. We'd love to be able to meet as many of our listeners as we can. We got a small taste of it at Dismeets back in July. And boy, time has gone by, hasn't it, guys, since Dismeets?
Oh, geez, yeah.
Yep.
It goes fast.
Hello? Mark from Lexington, Kentucky.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Doing good. How are y'all doing?
Great. What can we do for you tonight?
Got a couple of questions, and I'll try to make them short.
Sure.
Okay. One, I listen to the Mouse World Radio, like, all the time.
Thank you.
And I think this has been... Oh, I love it. Thank you. I think this was asked before, but I could never find where to get the music that is on the website. And there's from 2000, so on and so forth, that I'd love to get, but no idea where to get them.
Well, all these guys are afraid of going to jail. Me, I'm not afraid to go back, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cell House D, that's my place.
Yeah, right.
Mark, how...
CB4.
Bubba, I'm back.
Mark, how technically savvy are you?
Decent. I'm studying it in college, but I mean...
Okay. The best place to get them, hands down, the best place to get Disney World music audio recordings. There's two good places. The best place I say is on is a news group called alt.binaries.multimedia.disney.parks. This isn't a huge secret because I mean it's regularly available. If you don't know what news groups are, just contact your internet service provider and they'll help you set them up. And then I'll have a link in the show notes.
Ixnay.
But that's your best bet right there, Mark.
Okay, cool. Second question is, I've been to Disney World many times. My wife has never been, and we're planning on going for our second anniversary next summer. And question is, and I know the basics, I've been there plenty of times, but I was wanting to do something extra special for her, as she's never been, but I'm not really sure what to do.
Nothing says special like a night at Scopa Towers.
What are you looking
for? Star movies.
You looking for something romantic, Mark?
Yes.
Romantic ideas at the parks. That's
me
good.
And
that's...
You and me. Both of us together.
You looking for a romantic dinner, Mark? Is that part of the deal that you're thinking of, or?
Yeah, I've got, that's what we're doing, we've got the 6-day package with the dining plan included.
Oh, yeah.
So, I was thinking meeting in Epcot that night in Canada.
Canada's a good choice.
Yeah, that's a fairly romantic restaurant right there.
There's always Narcissus.
Okay.
That was my thought, too.
Sure. Trying to think of some romantic ideas for you,
it's
Mark.
A good trade-off.
Romantic. You know what? I mean, yeah. Do you like Mexican food?
We love it.
You know, if you can get a waterside table at
San Angel.
San Angel in Restaurante at Mexico, that's really
awesome.
A lot of fun. The food is okay.
Okay.
It's, you know, okay to good. I've had the mole. It's the chicken mole. It's really good. Especially if you've been in the park all day. And you get to like around 7:30, 7:45, kick back with a nice cold beer and some Mexican food,
those
then kind of yeah, really kind of, yeah. And then kind of waddle on outside to watch Illuminations. I think that's a good night.
I got something for you, Mark. Here you go, Mark. This is what you do. You get a 7:30 reservation. Maybe what time of the year are you going?
It's June 4th is our anniversary.
Okay, this is
what
you
do.
My
daughter's birthday. Huh, how about that?
For June 4th, what you do is you make an advanced dining reservation at Ohana's for about 8 o'clock, 8:30. You have a nice meal at Ohana's. Then you go out to the beach at the Polynesian, and you find a nice swing, and you sit on the swing with your wife, and you watch Fantasy in the Sky, or Wishes, I'm sorry. I'm showing my age. Wishes from the beach. I think that would be a nice little change because you're there. You're sort of alone. You can hear the music. There are speakers along the beach, and you can really see the fireworks. Well, you might want to do that for one.
Yeah, I just. I mean, okay. I like the whole idea, except for the Ohana part. I just don't think it's.
I know. I kind of choked on that myself. But
you could go for the chef's table at Victoria and Albert's if you really want to. Blow you and your wallet away.
That price has gone up recently.
I mean, you've got an extra spleen sitting around somewhere, Mark, right? You could sell that.
I've got a 2-year-old, but
okay, well, you can make more of those, too. Okay, so.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's...
I had read on the and I got the unofficial guide, and I've read it many, many times. But
thank you.
Oh, and we like the Lilo and Stitch, so we're thinking either the character breakfast at Ohana, and I didn't know about that, so I will definitely.
You might also, after you watch Wishes from there, you could watch the Electric Water Pageant. That's fairly romantic. I mean, it's night.
Yeah, on the beach, yeah.
On the beach. You know, you and her, some music
the
playing.
Moonlight, some music playing.
Love is in the air.
Family podcast, family podcast.
Love is in the air.
So,
oh, God, here we go.
So, yeah, Mark, I hope that answers your question.
Oh, it does. Please. Thank you, guys.
Okay, great.
Good luck, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a good one.
Take care, Mark. Thanks.
407-278-5939.
Side by side. Oh, sorry.
Wait, there's more.
Just when you thought it was over.
Len, I found you a vacation home, but in the meantime, we're going to go right back to the calls. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, Matt. It's Larry and Mary from Elkton again. We realized that Mary had a question we missed out on, but I got a suggestion for you for an airfare.
Oh.
Have you looked at Westchester County Airport in New York yet?
Yeah, I have. The problem with that airport is I think they fly, Delta flies little dinky planes out of there. And
AirTran.
AirTran I checked, and their fares aren't that competitive. It's like $99 going down and like $120-something coming back.
Ah, sorry.
Yeah.
We had good luck with AirTran.
Yeah. No, I've had a good experience going to Atlanta from there because they're dirt cheap. But, yeah, no, I checked them already.
Well, sorry.
That's all right.
Before I give you to my wife, let me make an offer to all four of you. Should we ever manage to meet up with any or all of you, the one round of Dole Whip is on us. For each of you.
Woohoo! I'll be there Thursday.
And let me give you to my wife for her question.
Oh, right. Also, Mike, did you try at your local mall to find the... I'm sorry, Matt. Oh, my God. To find the Wonka bars at the kiosk, because we have a mall that has a candy kiosk that has them.
I try high... I search high and low. There must be some sort of embargo in Connecticut against them.
That's right. You know the tariffs coming into that country are just incredible. I don't think Connecticut's part of NAFTA.
Well, my question is, I love details. Anything with details. What are your favorite attractions with lots of detail? Just detail in general.
My favorite has to be hands down Tower of Terror. Can't beat it.
Okay.
There's all the Twilight Zone references. It's just so intricately designed. I love it. Yeah, I don't think you can beat that. Guys, what are yours?
Who's next?
Scopa.
Mary, my favorite is the American Adventure because I believe that it does the best job of any attraction in Walt Disney World of making use of all multimedia to tell a story, to prove a point, and to... Really touch home, you know, for many reasons. And I think it's always changing. I think Golden Dream, I'm always looking to see if Golden Dream is different from the last visit. So that plus Voices of Liberty kind of helps it too.
What point would that be proving, Mike? Well, you know, all countries are great, but you know.
Len, what's yours?
A tribute to all countries, especially America.
You know, it's probably one of three, but they're all in the Magic Kingdom. It's got to be either Splash or Pirates or Haunted Mansion. I'm going to go with Pirates, only because I love that attraction.
And Newell?
Yeah, I would have said American Adventure, too. With Spaceship Earth,
really?
Second.
Epcot's my favorite park. I didn't even think of it. Nothing in the Animal Kingdom, huh, for anyone.
Where's that cricket sound?
Okay, so let me say this. In the Animal Kingdom's defense, I mean, Kilimanjaro Safaris, those things do look lifelike. I mean, the way they move is just incredible.
Sure, Len.
I mean, they're so lifelike, you wouldn't even think that they were remote controlled. But whatever, okay. You wouldn't even think that it's teenagers from the college program dressed up like zebras, but okay.
Exchange students, yeah.
Exactly. Where'd the French kid go? He's in the zebra cage.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Mary.
Thank you so much for everything. Keep it up.
Thanks.
Funny.
407-278-5939. Len, I found your, as I said before, your dream vacation home to go for MouseFest. All I got, two words for you, Len. Poolside bar.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
That's what I'm talking about here.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, 6 bedrooms in case, you know, you have to have some people stay over. And views of Disney fireworks.
Use of Disney fireworks? What?
View of Disney fireworks.
Oh, view of Disney fireworks.
I thought he said use.
Use of Disney fireworks. Like,
you can fire them off.
I am so there.
Yeah, Len will fire all those off.
Awesome.